Hello from Hamilton, Ontario, and welcome to ASCII's podcast show, Can We Talk? Conversations in Early Childhood Education. On today's episode, a conversation about considering what we celebrate and why, you'll hear ASCII's Nicole Coulterman have a conversation with Shannon Elfner and Nicole Bloomkist from Mary Poppins Co-op Preschool in Caledonia. Shannon and Nicole will ask us to think about the celebrations that we typically acknowledge and celebrate in childcare programs, and how and why we may consider celebrating something else. We hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole Coulterman, a professional learning consultant with ASCII, Haldimand Norfolk. And today we're going to have a really in-depth conversation about something that's really important and is really timely in our society. I'm going to start off with a quote from the book, You Can't Celebrate That, by Nadia Jabotniak. We can create inclusive and respectful cultures that honor differences by learning and talking about our similarities and differences, about actions to encounter unfairness. We are providing children with a strong foundation to create a different world, one brave, heartfelt conversation at a time. So I would like to welcome here to have this brave and heartfelt conversation with us today is Shannon Elfner, who is a supervisor and registered early childhood educator program teacher at Mary Poppins Co-op Preschool in Caledonia, and Nicole Bloomkist, who is a registered early childhood educator and program teacher at Mary Poppins as well. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Okay, so we're going to start off here. I want to know about the change that you have been doing in your program and what inspired this change.
So the last couple of years, we've noticed bigger diversity in the families that are attending Mary Poppins. So we were kind of looking for different ways that we could celebrate each individual family instead of necessarily focusing on the traditional holidays and celebrations that we once.
I think that we've been on this documentation journey and this learning more about the child and what they're interested in journey for a few years now. And we're really starting to be excited and be curious about what's important to the children. Like, is it that it's Halloween next week? Is it that it's Christmas? Is that important to all of the children? Or is that important to us as the adults? And what is it that they like about those celebrations? What is it that gets them excited about it? And how can we build on that in an inclusive way in our environment? Instead of, like Nicole mentioned, instead of just focusing on, those individual holidays or those things that might not be important to every child, it might not be something they celebrate or something that's meaningful to them. How can we find the parts of those things and bring them into our program in a unique way? That's, I would say, has been a lot of our inspiration as well. Just trying to find more about the individual child. And as Nicole said, celebrating that child and what's important to them.
That's amazing. And I want to highlight something that you said there is that this, is it just us? Is it us as the educators? That is it something that we want to do and we want to plan? Or is it about the children and the families that are in our program? So having said that, how did you introduce this concept now to the rest of your team and to your board of directors?
I think that introduction has come over time. So it's been something we've been talking about. Honestly, COVID sparked it a little bit because things had to change and your celebrations and the way you did things changed. And for me, it got me thinking about why we do these celebrations and where the benefit is. And why do we always have Santa? Or why do we always have, I'm just using specific holidays as an example, but, what's important about those things and what's meaningful to the child about those things. And so introducing the concept has been about our own conversations about what we've missed about it or what we liked different about what we were kind of forced to do differently and what that meant for the child or the positives we found in that. And in doing that, Nicole and I, and then with the rest of our staff team, it's been a bit of a journey, introducing it, because it's hard. And some of the qualities are important to us and we celebrate them and they're meaningful to our families and to our childhood. But we're trying to take away your own personal bias of it and look at from a three-year-old's point of view, right? Or from a young child's point of view, what's important to them or what's meaningful to them about it. And so a lot of it's been about education and hard conversations that, I would say, which sounds a weird way to introduce something. That sounds a backwards way of introducing a concept. But for us as educators, it's just been about time and having those hard conversations and recognizing those positive parts of it that come of it. We're just talking today about an activity Nicole did today that, was so meaningful, and it had nothing to do with, the fact that some kids are excited that it's Halloween soon, but that activity had nothing to do with that. and we weren't missing anything by not celebrating that. And so it's come from hard conversations. It's come from like education, and it's come from, you know, at the end of the day, you know, somebody has to make the final decision and make the final, you know, maybe that's me, maybe that's Nicole, but it's been like all those hard things along the way that's helped introduce it over time and got us to where we are now. For our board, we just, it was a little bit like more, we sort of just introduced it at a meeting, expected there to be a lot of conversation with it. There wasn't a lot of conversation. Like, they were taking our lead on it. We introduced it with like reasons why and why it was important to us, similar kind of to this conversation, what's important, what we're excited about in Mary Poppins, what we care about, what your children are learning, and that maybe that's not, you know, a specific holiday or a specific celebration, and how we want to focus on the individual children and what's important to them. And in doing that, like we had no real feedback back at all. Everybody was just like, well, that sounds great. That sounds exactly what you should be doing, you know, in our early learning program. So although we thought that might be like a bit of a roadblock or be hard for some people, it really didn't come with a lot of like difficulties, and the introduction went super smooth. Similarly, when we wanted to share the information with families, we did write an email to share with everybody, and we included a whole bunch of things in that email. And we started with focusing on how we're an emergent program and how the similar things that we're curious about, like what children are learning and why they're curious about that and what that means to them and how we can build on that for them. And in doing that, we were able to explain that we want to celebrate things that are important to everybody in the community. You know, it's still okay to be celebrated. It just might not be a request of our classroom. So that was sort of how we introduced it, of like, you know, if it's Halloween coming up and you're really excited about Halloween, then you can wear your orange shirt or you can wear, you know, something that's important to you to celebrate that day, just like if it's your birthday or if it's a special holiday day, or, you know, we have families celebrating so many different holidays that we're not even aware of. And if it's something that's important to you, you can wear something to share that and to express that. If you want to bring something into the class to share that, then you can do that. You know, you have to talk to your teacher about, make sure there's no allergies or things, but we can still celebrate those individual things. It just won't be a classroom request. It will be at what the children are celebrating and what they're important about and what families are wanting to share with us. Not something that we're saying, you know, we are definitely celebrating this or this or this. So that's sort of been the journey with families. And then again, it's about education with families, and it's about like time with families. So letting them see all the amazing things we're doing and all the special things we're doing that, you know, maybe aren't holiday specific, but that are so much more great than, you know, a Halloween party or a Christmas party or an Easter celebration or whatever thing it is that, you know, we might've celebrated in the past that we thought was right. But now we know that we can do better, and we want the families to see that we can do better and that they can do better too. And maybe, you know, in their homes, they'll realize that some of the things we do, you know, maybe aren't even the things that are most important to our children.
That's amazing. I'm just taking this all in, and it sounds like just such a wonderful journey you're all on. And you really are truly like co-learners alongside with those children and taking on those interests. And I love that there isn't going to be this whole entire like classroom vomited up Christmas, that you're bringing in those bits and pieces that are important to those individual children and those individual families, and not just doing it off of your own bias. So thank you so much for really pinpointing those things. I was wondering if you could explain a little bit more in detail some of the concepts that you have been introducing into your program.
So we were kind of talking about like how, you know, we are an emergent program, but, you know, not necessarily celebrating these specific holidays, I guess, like drawing on Halloween being next week, like it is really challenging us to follow the children's interests. And, you know, to plan activities for things that they're really interested in. So, for example, my class has been really interested in science. And so today on the tough tray, I forget what it's called when you mix the cornstarch and water. And I actually said to Miss Dana, you know, if we had celebrated Halloween today, we wouldn't have been able to do this because they would have been in their costumes and we wouldn't want to do anything messy. But like, the one child, she spent almost 40 minutes at the tough tray playing with it. She just loved it so much. So I think, like, you know, we're planning more meaningful activities for the children based on what they're actually interested in rather than what we want them to be interested in.
And when we get a little stuck, like on that planning, because I mean, we all do, right? Then we think of it from like something that we know that all the children are experiencing. So something like we've sort of taken like a seasonal approach. So it's fall time. And so we're all experiencing that it's getting colder out. Some days are warm. Some days are cold. The leaves are changing. The leaves are on the ground. It's getting windy. It's more rainy. Like those type of things that the kids are talking about and everybody's experience as they walked into school, right? Like our experience of that is everybody's had that and maybe they've perceived it different, but everybody's had that same experience and witnessing those same things around them. So we know like that's something that is meaningful because it's something they're experiencing and living in their everyday environment. You know, whereas maybe if they would have, you know, made a turkey at Thanksgiving, that might not be something that's meaningful to each of the children or something that means anything to them or anything to their life. It was just something that we thought was maybe important because it was fall time. So we're really trying because I feel like, you know, we all change and grow with the seasons. And if we take that approach in the preschool, it's so impactful because it helps us like our programming and our how we're going to build on things and what we are experiencing and what we are feeling, because your feelings change based on the seasons and based on things that you're experiencing. But when we're not all experiencing the same celebrations, how could we possibly think that like we'd all have the same feelings about it or would all be meaningful to us? So like we've sort of taken that approach as well to help with like sometimes, you know, like those lows or when you're trying to find a new interest or you still want things that like represent their environment in your environment. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's about winter and it's about snowmen and snow on trees and birds and how they prepare for winter and important things like that, that are maybe they transition us into like a holiday season, but it's not about the holiday itself. It's about all those other experiences that we're having. And so that to us, I think that is a huge concept changer in the preschool. And like Nicole said, now it's challenging us, you know, you're not going out and buying a theme specific craft to do. You're thinking about like, what are they curious about? And like with the slime and the science, is it that they love Bill Nye the Science Guy? Probably not, but they like to squish and they like to manipulate and they like to see change and they like to predict what's going to happen and they like to see bubbles and they're curious about why is that bubbling or why is that squishy or why can't I stretch it? Like all these different things that they want to know about is where we need to focus. And it's not that we can't celebrate everybody and everything that's important to everybody, but our focus should always be on those things that they're curious and learning about, especially when they're, you know, they're short time when they're in childcare with us.
This is all so amazing. I just, these shared experiences, I think is what my key aha thing is in your process is that, you know, what are these shared things that we're all encompassing like and experiencing together? And so hearing you talk about that was just kind of a bit of an eye opener for me. It was like, yeah, I guess that would be really a sense of belonging for absolutely everybody in your program when we're all sharing this. And it also sounds like to me that taking away some of those pressures to celebrate all of these holidays and these big ways is actually giving you more time to really investigate those interests and those skills and those things that are happening right there in front of your eyes on a daily basis. So how powerful that is. What has been your biggest challenge?
I think for me, like it's that personal bias, right? Like, you know, Christmas, I'm a big Christmas person. And so for me at first, it was very difficult, I'll be honest, to kind of wrap my head around this. So that's kind of been my biggest challenge. But you know, that example that I gave of the experience with the tough tray today, I do see the benefits of it now. But yeah, for me, that was kind of the biggest challenge.
I think that's it for like all of us. Just like a journey like this is hard. And I think the biggest challenge has probably been, you know, when, you know, and maybe I'm at a different point in the journey than some of our staff or maybe than Nicole, because we all are at a different point for so many different reasons. And so like, you know, when we first started talking about it and I was like, hey, so I was thinking, and you know, someone has to start that conversation and it's kind of hard. And then you realize quickly that like, you don't all agree on it, right? Like there's some things that are so easy that we all agree on and it's all great and lovely and this is awesome. This is what we're going to do and we're all excited. But then sometimes it's hard and the hard parts of it have been the biggest challenge, but have also like led to where we are going through them because it's just been like, you know, and it's not like anyone's fighting or anyone's upset, but it's just, you realize that everybody's coming from different points. And then for me, as being the supervisor, I'm realizing that, you know, I have to value what's important to my staff too. And I want them to feel like, you know, they love their job and they're excited about learning. And I want Nicole talking today about, it is so great that she's telling me now what she learned and what she's sharing with her staff today when they did an activity, like the benefits they're seeing. Because, you know, when when it's hard and when it's different. And I guess change is hard. So when things are different, and even for me, you question yourself all the time. And I'm a bit of an overthinker. So you question yourself all the time, like, is this the right direction? Is this, you know, and that part's hard, and that part's a little bit messy, and it's kind of uncomfortable. And when things are uncomfortable, I would say that becomes a challenge for me, because I don't really like things to be uncomfortable. But I also know to like make progress and to make change. We've been on this journey with our documentation and with our creative activities and our art activities and our environment and our choice of materials in our environment. And me as a supervisor, I've been on this journey of where I fit in all this, you know, and how, what this means for me and for the staff, and then most importantly for the children. So I would say that's been like, you know, biggest challenge, and you're not 100% confident in yourself. But I think that's the thing with early learning and with all of us, you know, you kind of know it's the right thing, and you know, it's the right direction, and you're excited, but you're also nervous. And you're just not sure how that's going to, you know, how it plays out for everybody. And is it really the right decision?
Absolutely. I think these are all natural feelings that we're going to have when we're in any type of a journey or a process of change. I love the piece about like the collaboration that you have as a team. And especially, you're in a co-op preschool, you're a half day program, you don't work together every day with all of your teams. So having those conversations and hearing everybody's voices, so not just the children and the families, but each one of you, like how important that is for a team. And it's also, you know, being comfortable with the uncomfortable, is because some things are uncomfortable. Change can be uncomfortable. Some conversations you're going to have are going to be uncomfortable. So those are going to be a challenge. But I'm just so proud of the two of you for continuously doing this work and having those conversations and making this change. I was wondering what your unexpected or expected benefits have been.
So I guess it sort of ties into the previous question, but the unexpected benefits have been like the growth of us as a team, or the growth of like getting through something like a little bit uncomfortable, and then being able to like be honest and say, you know what, I learned from that, or you know what, I did see the benefit of this. This was great. I think that's been an unexpected benefit that I didn't think, because, you know, when you first like want to do something that's different or change, you're thinking about, your automatic brain goes to the things they're missing out on. You know, and when we first talked to like the staff team about it, it's like, oh, what do you mean we're not doing like a Halloween party, or we can't wear costumes, or we can't, you know, we keep talking about Halloween because it's close, but not to, you know, not to center that over any other holiday. But, you know, it's the same thing when you go through all the different stages of traditional holidays or celebrations. And so like the unexpected benefit is the education that we're able to give each other and the point of views that we're able to share with each other, and then being able to see that growth in each other, and being able to back each other on it, even if we're not 100% like, you know, because sometimes you just have to go through it, be comfortable with it being uncomfortable, and go through it not really being sure. And then you maybe don't see the benefits till after. At first, it maybe feels a little icky. But then after, you know what, it's that self-reflection piece that I think we've all been trying to work on. And that's always the goal of like PD or change or anything that you're doing, right? Is that like, how do we do better? And how do we do more things that are child focused? And for me, I would say like, that's been the biggest unexpected benefit. Even today, just hearing Nicole say that, it is like a huge, amazing, exciting thing for all of us. And it's different for us with our, like Nicole mentioned, our personal biases and things that are important to us that we're changing, or that we're refocusing, you know, that interest or that.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear like all these amazing benefits that you're seeing. And I hope that you continue to grow together as a team, as a community there at Mary Poppins, and having these conversations. Has there been any influence from these changes in any of the other areas of your programming?
Well, I think just looking at like, you know, more of the art programming aspect, you know, you would walk into our classroom today and you would see art on the walls of things that the children have been interested in. We've been using spray bottles to paint with. We've got the rollers, we've done eyedroppers. You're not walking into the classroom and seeing, you know, again, going back to Halloween, ghosts and spiders and pumpkins on the walls, because there hasn't really been discussion of those things amongst the children. They really love painting. And so we've been experimenting with different ways to paint. So, you know, walking into our classroom right now, that's what you see. That's how the children's interests are represented from the activities that they've been loving doing.
And I think when you make a change, like this or go and I don't even want to say change because we're not there like on the change. We're just working on the journey of the change. But when you do something like that, it sort of does spill over into everything because it's that self-reflection piece. And then then you're thinking more about, like Nicole said, what they're actually interested in, because you don't have something traditional or something you might have celebrated in the past to fall back on. So you're really looking at what the children are curious about and interested in, and you know what they want to learn more about and why they're curious about those things. And I think then that affects your documentation, and that affects like all areas of your programming. It affects what you're putting out for creative. It affects the materials in your classroom. So the use of like loose parts, the use of authentic things, you know, and it's helped. Like just recently we've had like a shift in our dramatic play area and what we want to have out for dress up. And like, because we want these real authentic outfits and purses and jewelry and different things, you know, we don't want the princess Anna costume anymore, because we know that these other things that are real, that they're experiencing at home and that they've seen at home or they've seen in different areas, you know, then bringing in things from different cultures and different materials and different that, you know, maybe they haven't seen a leather zippered suitcase before. I just feel like it has such a big impact on everything. And you maybe don't realize it until you have a conversation like this of how many things it does impact. Because then the things that we're documenting and the things are documenting affects our programming. And so we're documenting different things because we're focused on different things. And so I think it's actually had a huge impact in all areas of our programming, because it just makes you think about, you know, and kind of going into later, we'll talk a little bit about kind of our goals with this and where you go from here. And then I think you'll see that like tying even more, right? Where you realize how much it has influenced everything.
Wow, that's incredible. I love hearing that. You're taking those shared experiences into all the different aspects of your program. And that's just amazing. You mentioned there, Shannon, about your documentation shift. How are you planning to document this whole journey and this growth that is happening within your team?
So we have a couple different things that we're doing inside of our classroom. Going back to something you said a little bit earlier, Nicole, about, you know, fostering that sense of belonging with the children. So we actually made a canvas. All of the children did a handprint on it, and we wrote, "We all belong." And now we're tracing the children's hands and they're decorating them. And we've done a whole display on the wall. Just, you know, everybody belongs here. We're all a big family. So we have that. We also have decided to make a family tree. I mean, this is something that we typically do every year. This year, though, we're shifting our focus a little bit. We've asked the families to send in a family photo, but we're also asking them to maybe do a little write-up or send in other pictures, you know, a picture of their house, maybe a picture of something that they do together at home as a family with a little write-up about it so that we can post it in the classroom. And, you know, it helps us to learn more about the families. And it's also going to help the other children learn about their peers and their families.
And I think with going along with what Nicole said, it's about like trying to celebrate more, not less. So we keep thinking about all the things we're not celebrating. It's kind of been a bit of the focus of the conversation, but we're celebrating so many more things, like what's important to them, because really their Saturday night movie night might be more important to them that they have every week, or, you know, their bedtime story might be an important moment for them. That's far more important every day for every child, you know, than a specific one day holiday or something that they might have celebrated. And so trying to bring that in to celebrate more, not less. So to focus on the documentation of the families and of this journey, and how I think that documentation comes out in like everything we've spoke to and everything we're doing. It's not less things, it's more things, and more about each individual child and each family and how we are all different, and we celebrate those differences, not in a less way, but in a more way, just in a more authentic way to all of us and to the children.
Well, all I can continuously say is just, wow, I'm so blown away by all of this. I have one final question for the two of you today, and I'm sure you've answered some of these for those listening with us, but if you had any words of advice for other programs looking to take this big leap and to move in this direction, what would those words be?
I'd say just go for it.
I think similarly, like, you have to start somewhere. And so, you know, this is a big conversation we've had, but it didn't start big. It started with a couple little changes and us, you know, maybe me recognizing a change in that, and then me sharing that with Nicole, and then us sharing that with the other staff, and then us, you know, doing an activity, one activity that was different, you know, or one time not doing something that was maybe theme-based. and doing something different. And from that grew, you know, you see what you've learned from that. And then that grows so many other things. You have to start somewhere. And even if you just start by having the conversation and having those hard conversations, it's just hard because we all feel so differently about everything. And we're all different and all unique and have things that are important to us are always different. We didn't want any child missing out. We don't want children spending their time doing something that's not meaningful to them. We always want them to be engaged. We want it to be a meaningful experience. We want them to be interested, curious. We want to be able to extend on it. And if we're focused on specific days or specific events throughout the year, it's hard to do that. It's almost like the opposite of what we want to do and where we see the benefit. And so just start small and have the conversations, because when you have the conversations, you'll start to see like the benefit.
Well, and I think you just have to know too, like the kids are still loved, supported, and most importantly, they feel like they belong here. Right? So
they're really not missing out
not
on
missing.
Anything. And that's what we've like the biggest thing that we've is they're not missing out. They're getting so much more. And us as educators, like we're not missing out. Like I think somebody mentioned earlier, it's like it takes away a little bit of the pressure sometimes and really lets you think about like what is important to us as teachers, what is important to these little humans, you know, that we're responsible for and that we're trying to support with their curiosity and their excitement with this big world that they live in. How do they make sense of that? And you know, I would just question people to ask themselves, do they make sense of that, you know, from a Christmas or a Halloween party or a specific celebration, or do they make sense of that from all these individual, like child focused experiences? So it kind of starts with your own personal bias, start somewhere and maybe start with yourself, you know, and then that will like grow to your team, that will grow to the children in your program. And then it grows to your families through communication, through education, through what they actively see their children learning and doing. It just will have a huge impact, even if it starts small and seems a little messy or uncomfortable at first.
Thank you so much, both of you, for all of these amazing conversations that we've been having today. I really do love that it does start small. It doesn't just happen overnight. It is a process. It is a journey. And I hope that you both continue to grow more and continue this journey and having those conversations. So thank you. I hope that this inspired others to start asking some questions, start small, and start having these conversations with their teams and their families. So thank you both so much for your time today. I really, truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.